Ladies and gym bros, Andy here, the Inner Winner Show, let's fucking go. This is the second time that I have sat down to record this podcast, because guess what happened? I did it yesterday, I go to upload it, and every time I go to upload a video, I will check and have a little playback and make sure everything's perfect. I play back yesterday's podcast that I recorded, and there's no fucking audio. I have no idea why. I swear to you guys, I plugged in the microphone, but this is just one of those things. I swear to God, podcasting, any sort of content creation, any tech stuff, really, generally speaking, something will always go wrong when you don't want it to. So, round two, hopefully this will be better than yesterday because I've practiced what I'm going to talk about, but we're going to have a chat about hitting on girls in the gym. So, this is a question that I got a couple of weeks ago from a guy on my forums who said, how do I start talking to girls? Should I be direct in the gym, like just walk straight up and be like, yo, you're cute? Should I kind of be a little more indirect, like just walk up and make small talk? Like, what do I even say? How do I not get a reputation? Like, all these kind of questions. And the first thing that I want to really make clear here, guys, is it really doesn't fucking matter what you say. Absolutely doesn't matter. If you walk up, as long as you're not saying something absolutely retarded, like, yo, let me get some of that sweet, sweet pussy. I mean, you're welcome to try saying that, but as long as you're not saying anything ridiculous like that, it really doesn't matter what you say. So what I would recommend is you walk up to chicks and be direct and just say, hey, I don't want to interrupt your set. I thought you were cute. Are you single? That way she can answer immediately. If she's not single or she's not interested, she can say, I'm sorry, I'm not single. I got a boyfriend, like whatever. And you're in and out. You're not wasting, you know, 5-10 minutes trying to chat her up when she's not single, when she's not interested, when she's not into you, when she thinks it's weird in the gym, whatever the reason may be. So I've always done it direct in the gym. I have a bunch of friends who hit on like a lot of girls in the gym, and they've always kept it like, like pretty direct. You know what I mean? Like just walk up and say like, yo, you're cute. Hey, you're attractive. Any of that kind of stuff. If you absolutely must do indirect, like if you try, first thing I'll say is try being direct. If you try and you just can't do it, I'm going to tell you that you're a pussy first of all, but fine. If you want a pussy out, you can make a little small talk, right? Like you can give her a compliment about her workout if you want. You can say, what music are you listening to? You can say, hey, can you spot me? Get her to spot you. Whatever it is, like it really doesn't matter. Guys, I want to make it goddamn clear because this was the essence of this guy's question. And a lot of you guys have the same question, like especially in the gym, but pretty much anyway. You'll say, what do I say? Like, what do I actually say to her? How do I start the conversation? You're essentially asking for a shortcut around the fact that you're nervous. That's what you're really asking me when you're saying, what do I say? You're saying, can I avoid the fact that I'm nervous? No, I'm sorry, you can't. You can't. I was nervous for every single girl that I hit on for the first like 50 girls, right? I just was. I was terrified. I had no idea what I was doing. I was completely and utterly convinced that I was going to forget my own name and vomit on her out of nervousness and all that kind of stuff. The only way to make this comfortable and easy and smooth is to practice. There's nothing I can tell you that will make you less nervous. I can give you some templates, if you want to call them that. I just gave you one. Walk straight up. Hey, you're cute. Are you single? That's all you really need to say. Talk for fucking 30 seconds. It literally doesn't matter what you talk about. And then to say, hey, you're really cute. Like, do you want to grab a drink sometime? What's your number? That's it. Guys, it really doesn't matter what you say. And nothing I can give you to say is going to stop you being nervous. You're just going to be nervous the first few times. And I made this point yesterday when I recorded this podcast. I'll make it again because I thought it was a really good point. I went off on this long tangent, but essentially, a lot of you guys get really caught up, or a lot of us, when we first start, get really caught up in like, what's the perfect thing to say? How do I keep her interested? How do I be entertaining? How do I like blah, 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 blah. Basically, like what's the best thing that I can say to her to hopefully get her to give me her phone number? The thing is, almost no matter what you say, you're in a weird situation, right? Like think about this for a second. Imagine you're a chick, right? You're sitting there working out at the gym. You're in your own head. You're listening to music. You're doing your own shit. You're working out. Some guy comes over and interrupts you. At that point in time, you're in the frame of mind of like, I'm working out or I'm listening to music. You're not really in a social mood. You're not like in that frame of mind of like, hey, I'm socializing, I'm ready to go, I'm super energetic, I'm ready to talk to people. You're getting pulled out of that. Like, the girl is getting pulled out of that. So if you walk up and say like, hey, what's up? She's like, who's this stranger? Whatever you say, like, no matter what you say, she's trying to catch up to the situation. Does that make sense? Like, if you walk up and say, hey, you're really cute, her brain is like scrambling and going, oh, what's happening here? I was working out and now this guy's hitting on me. Is he hitting on me? Is he asking, like, what the fuck is going on? She's trying to read the situation and go like, what the hell is this? Like, what the fuck is going on? And so almost anything you say, her brain is like operating 3 seconds behind because she's trying to catch up and go like, oh, I was just working out and now this guy's hitting on me. What the fuck is this? This is random. And I don't mean that in a bad way, but I just mean like she wasn't expecting that. Right? It's like if you're walking along the street listening to music and someone taps you on the shoulder, which does happen sometimes, someone will ask you for directions, they might ask you for money, that pulls you out of the music. You weren't ready to talk and your brain, it's almost like you're retarded. I think all of you guys know exactly what that feels like when you're not ready to talk to someone and someone like pulls you out of your music, or maybe you're on your phone, maybe you're reading a book, someone like yanks you out of that because they're talking to you and you're like, directions. Where are you trying to, sorry, can you say that again? Like, you're fucking retarded. You are, because you weren't ready to talk. And so, guys, a lot of the time when you hit on a girl, especially if it's in the gym, she's not like in that frame of mind of like, I'm ready to talk. And again, I don't mean that's a bad thing. She's just like in another headspace. And almost whatever you say, she's not really gonna like be paying 100% attention to what you're saying, because she's not 100% present because she's still trying to figure out what the fuck is going on. She was just working out and now all of a sudden you're having a conversation. Like, excuse me, Jesus Christ. She's trying to catch up. And on this point, I have asked so many girls that I've slept with, right? Or on a first date or whatever. And I'll say, do you remember what we talked about when I hit on you? And 99% of them, guys, 99% of them are like, not really, to be honest. Like, what did we talk about? I think you said something about the weekend or something. And I'll be like, do you really not remember? I said this, and remember you made this joke, or I made this joke. And she's like, to be honest, I'm sorry, I don't really remember any of that. Because it's a weird situation. She's trying to catch up. She wasn't ready to talk to a stranger. You've kind of yanked her out. And that's why I make it fucking clear. It really doesn't matter what you say, guys. Most of the time, or most of the entire reason that you're having small talk, that we have a little bit of small talk before, like, you don't just walk up to a girl and say like, yo, give me your number. Although you can do that, you'll just get less phone numbers. I have done that before. Plenty of people have done that. But generally speaking, we say just have a little bit of a small talk, right? A couple minutes, a minute, doesn't really fucking matter. We do that so that, like, the only purpose for that, really the main purpose for that, is so that she can see, okay, this is just a normal chill dude, right? He's not a fucking serial killer or something. He's not trying to ask me for money. He's not trying to rob me or something. He's not weird. He's not socially like fucked up. It's fine if you're awkward or whatever. That doesn't matter. But like, she's essentially just seeing that you're a genuinely relatively normal human being. That's the only reason that we small talk. That's the only reason that we say anything. So it really doesn't matter what you actually say. You're just basically communicating like, hi, I know how to do small talk, right? I know how to say, what did you get up to on the weekend? Do you like coming to the fucking gym? Do you like this? Do you like that? I really should turn my phone notifications off before I do these. I say that every time. So don't get caught up in like, what do I say when I hit on her? This applies to in the gym and anywhere else. Like, don't get caught up in like, what should I say? Like, should I ask this? Can you tell me exactly what to say? I give you a template like in my Tinder guide and shit, and I can give you one here, but it really doesn't fucking matter. Right? Just say like, what did you get up to last weekend? Got any plans for this weekend? Do you work? Do you study? Are you homeless? How long have you been working out? Like, it doesn't fucking matter. Oh, you're doing squats. That's cool. I fucking hate squats. Your squats are the fucking devil and you're like the devil's advocate. Like, you're the fucking devil's right-hand man, you sick fuck. Like, say that to her, right? Maybe don't say that to her, but whatever. You could say that shit. Like, I make jokes to chicks all the time, but like, it really doesn't matter, guys. It really doesn't matter. And in terms of like again, the main intent of where this question is coming from is like this guy's question and everybody else who asks, like, how do I hit on girls in the gym? What you're really saying is, I'm nervous. Can you please give me permission to do it? So I give you permission to do it. Fucking do it. Walk up to a girl. Doesn't matter what you say. Doesn't matter how smooth it is. It doesn't matter if anyone else is listening. It doesn't matter any of that shit. Just walk up. say fucking anything as long as you're relatively getting across the intent that you find her cute or attractive or that you're into her, as long as it's clear that you're hitting on her in some way, ask for her phone number. That's it. Those two things. Get across the intent that you find her attractive in some capacity. Ask for her phone number. That's all you need. Everything else is like filler. It really is filler. It's filler to like make it feel a bit more normal for her, make it feel a bit more normal for you, make sure she's not crazy, her making sure you're not fucking crazy. That's the only reason you have small talk. Like, really, that is. It's just you're making noises with your mouth at each other so that you can see that the two of you are like relatively normal human beings. And then she goes, yeah, I'll give this guy my number. He seems normal. And you'll go, yeah, I want to take her out on a date. She seems normal, or she seems cute, or she seems like, you know what I mean? The content of the conversation doesn't really matter. And you will have that conversation on the fucking date anyway. You probably, if you're nervous, going to forget half of what she says. And she's certainly going to forget, I'm telling you from experience, forget half of what you fucking say to her when you hit on her. That's kind of what the date is for. So I really wouldn't stress too much about this thing, this stuff. And the second thing I'll say is the main reason some of you guys ask me this question of like, take a step back. Half the time, the people asking me this question, as in, how do I hit on girls in the gym? These guys have already been hitting on girls, just not in the gym. And so it's kind of a hilarious question if you think about it. It's like, you already know how to hit on women. You're already doing it. You just walk up and say, you're cute. What are you up to? Introduce yourself, chat for a minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, however long you want, and ask for her phone number, see if she's single. That's it. It's not rocket science. It really isn't. It's not supposed to be rocket science, despite what all the pickup artist fucking weirdos will tell you. Oh, you got to say this line and then this and memorize this and make sure you neg her. Tell her that she's a dumb bitch. You got to neg the bitch. Neg the fucking bitch. Like ignore all that nonsense, right? You're just walking up to chicks and saying, hey, what's up? I'm cute. I mean, you're cute. Do you think I'm cute? Let's get a drink. But the reason that some of you guys put gym as this like separate thing, right? I can hit on girls over here, wherever that might be, on the street, at a train station, in a library, in a cafe, in a bookstore, whatever. I can do that normal shit on this, you know, outside, but in the gym, oh, it's weird. The only reason is because you haven't done it in the gym. That's it. Like when I first started talking to girls, I could do on the street, like just walking around outside, or if she was sitting down like on a bench or something, I was like so comfortable. I say I was so comfortable. I got comfortable with that after like 50 girls. I was pretty damn comfortable with that. But I couldn't do it in like a grocery store, like a supermarket. I couldn't do it in a clothing store. I couldn't do it at a train station. I couldn't do it on the train. There were lots of weird places I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it if like she was going up like an escalator. I'd have to like, I couldn't do it. There were like, the point is there are a bunch of places that I couldn't talk to girls. And the only reason was, bookstore, that's another one. Cafe, I couldn't do that. If she was eating lunch, I couldn't do that because I was like, oh, I'm interrupting her. That's rude. Like all that kind of stuff. There were all these places where I couldn't talk to women. And it was literally just because I hadn't done it in that place. And so the answer is, okay, well, I have to like stop being a pussy. I can't let fear rule my life. I'm going to force myself to do it. Even though it's deeply uncomfortable, I'm going to talk to some of these women, you know, at a grocery store, at a train station, and I just did like 10 women in each, like 10 women at the grocery store. By the time I'd done 10, it's like, oh, this is easy. Why did I think this was different? This is exactly like on the street, except now we're in a grocery store. Bookstore, same shit. Train station, exactly the same. You're just at a train station. On an escalator, exactly the same. You're just both moving up or down. Or if the escalator's broken, you're just standing there and having a very awkward conversation. The gym was exactly the same for me. The first couple of times I was like, I can't do this. Like it's in the gym. It's weird. What if someone sees me? I'm supposed to be here to work out. What if I bother her? What if I look like a creepy guy in the gym? Like all this dumb, I say dumb, they're not dumb, but all these like fears that we have, which is really just a fear of the unknown. Like I don't know what's going to happen when I talk to her. And so that's manifesting as like all these other excuses or individual fears, but it really just is, I'm scared of what might happen and I have no idea what's going to happen. So you need to show yourself what's going to happen. Show yourself that nothing bad will happen. Everything, like every girl will be nice to you. The amount of women that are not nice to you is like seriously like 1 in 100, maybe 1 in 50, like 1 in 50, 1 in 100. And when I say not nice, I just mean they'll ignore you or they'll be rude or they'll say, I'm not interested, go away. Like that's the worst fucking, like the worst that I ever had ever. Out of like 1,000 or so women that I talked to, a couple thousand, was like one chick saying like, fuck off. That was it. And I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And then she was like, fuck you. And then she walked off. And I was like, holy shit, is this woman like mentally ill? This was me walking up and saying like, hey, you're really cute. I wanted to say hi. And she's like, fuck you, fuck off. And I was like, okay. Like, that was the worst reaction I ever got, ever, 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 ever. And that was one time. I remember it vividly because it was so goddamn rare, right? And so a lot of you guys get caught up in the gym is different. It's a different beast. No, it's not. You just haven't done it in the gym. I used to think the grocery store, the supermarket, you know, they're the same thing. The bookstore, cafe, library, blah. Like, I could list you 15 different places that I thought, this is different. This is weird. This isn't going to be the same. Like, I don't know how to do it here. I have anxiety here. And it's like, you do 10 and it's normal. So do it in the gym. It's not weird. I promise. Talk to 5 girls in the gym and it will feel completely normal. If the other excuse that people throw at me, or the other, let's say, concern or consideration is, I don't want to bother her workout. Okay, so don't. Wait till she's not working out. Be very polite. Be very respectful. The way you respect a girl's time or a woman's time is you walk up and you say, hey, thought you're attractive. Put out your hand. I'm Andy. Or are you single? You can say that. You're basically trying to show your intent as quickly as possible. And if she's not interested, she'll say, I'm not single. Or no, thanks. I'm not interested. Or sorry, I have a boyfriend, right? That's how you be respectful. You say exactly what you want rather than this indirect crap of like, hey, can you give me directions? Hey, you know, what's your favorite vegetable? Do you like broccoli? Do you think that women cheat more than men? That's like the, I hear that so many fucking pickup artists use that line and advocate that line, or the gurus. You should start an interesting debate. Get her to have a debate with you. It's like, are you studying for the fucking debate team, you fucking cringeworthy nerd? Or are you trying to stick your penis in a vagina? Pick one. Fucking pick one. If you want a debate partner, go fucking kiss your fucking friends' assholes and debate with each other, right? You don't need to be debating with your fucking the woman that you're trying to have sex with or go on a date with or any of that sort of romantic, sexual, whatever the fuck it is. You don't need to have a fucking debate. It's not fucking debate class, you fucking cringy nerd. So, little rant there. You guys get that little rant for free. But the second concern that people give me is, what if I get a reputation? Why would you get a reputation if you're being respectful? If you're walking up and saying, hey, I thought you were cute, and doing it, I guess the other thing I'll say is doing it like not when she's in the middle of a set. She's not like trying to lock out a fucking one rep max on a bench and you're walking up going like, hey, great bench. Like, so you're super cute. And she's like struggling and you're just like, anyway, do you think I'm cute? Like, yes, wait till between the set. Right? Wait till she's on her rest break. Maybe she's walking to the water fountain. Just wait till she finishes her fucking set and she racks the weights or she puts the dumbbell down or, you know, whatever. And then just walk up and, you know, do your thing. Shoot your shot. It doesn't have to be perfect. It's not going to be perfect. But in terms of a reputation, as long as you're doing that, why would you get a reputation? You wait till she's not literally lifting the weights in the middle of lifting weights, right? Wait till she's not like directly talking to her fucking friend or something. Although you can interrupt if you're relatively polite about it. Hey, I'm sorry about interrupting, but I thought you were super cute. I won't bother you too long, but like, are you single? And then she'll say like, yes or no. And you can be like, okay, I really don't want to interrupt you guys. That's rude as shit. But like, if you want to grab a drink sometime or like, you know, go grab a coffee or something, like, can I get your number? And she'll, you know, yes or no, right? As long as you're respectful, you're not going to get a reputation. Nobody else is really paying attention to what you're doing. Nobody's paying attention to what she's doing. I've never had anyone pay attention to me hitting on a girl at the gym, like in public as well. The number of times that someone even sees me hitting on someone is like 10 times ever. Like, people just don't pay attention. They really don't. They're doing their own shit. They assume you must know each other. If you walk over to a girl, and as long as you're not screaming it out across the gym, you just, you know, in a reasonably normal volume voice, say, you're cute. You know, are you single? I'm Andy. Like, what's up? As long as you're doing that at a relatively, people are just going to assume that you're talking to a friend or something. It doesn't look like you're meeting a stranger or hitting on a chick or something. No one else is paying attention. No one else gives a fuck about you. They really don't. They're in their own head. They're doing their own workout. They're lifting weights for themselves, not fucking paying attention to what you're doing. And as long as you're respectful, and when I say respectful, I just mean like, you don't do anything fucking strange, right? Like, yo, girl, give me that fucking pussy. You fucking daddy wants some pussy. Don't say any of that, right? Never say that shit. I mean, you can say that shit. Do whatever the fuck you want, but that might get you a reputation. You can't come complaining to me if you walk up to a girl and do all that and they get a reputation, right? So as long as you're just being fucking relatively normal, you can be awkward, you can be cringeworthy. It doesn't fucking matter. You're probably going to be the first 20 times you do this shit. As long as you're relatively normal, why would you get a reputation, right? Like, why the hell would you get a reputation? If you're really that stressed about getting a reputation, just don't hit on like five separate women one after the other in the space of 3 minutes, right? Because yeah, that might get you a reputation. One of them might be pissed off and be like, well, I don't feel special now. You just talk to those other four girls. Fuck you. And then she goes and tells the staff or whatever. Yeah, sure. That might happen. That might get you, excuse me, a reputation. But I don't think you guys are that. I don't think you guys are doing that anyway. You can do that shit on the street if you want to. You can walk up to, you know, I've done that before. I've talked to like, you know, 10 women in the space of like fucking 10 minutes or something, like 20 minutes, like trying to just bang them out one after another. Like, that's fine. But if you're in the gym, yeah, just be fucking normal. Hit on like one chick every time you go, if you really care, right? And the other thing I'll say is if a girl like isn't, this should go without saying, but I just want to make you guys feel a bit more comfortable. Like if you hit on a girl and she's not interested, you know, you say you're single and she's like, I'm not, or you ask for her phone number, she's like, nah, I'm sorry. Like, just be fucking chill every time you see her after that. Like, you don't have to go out of your way and be like, oh, hey, I remember you. Hey, what's up? But just like, give her a fucking smile, give her a nod, just act normal. Don't do the whole, you know, oh, I'm going to avoid eye contact. It's going to be so awkward. Oh my God, I've hit on her. Like, and she knows that I hit her. Like, just be fucking normal. Yeah. You hit on her because you thought she was cute. Like, why is that such a big deal? Just be chill from then on. I've done this before and like, they'll look at you every now and then, you just be like, hey, what's up? Like, and you just act fucking normal. Pretend it's like a mild acquaintance that you know, because technically it is. You introduced yourself to her one time. So, you know, it's not that big a deal. Please don't stress about like, oh, but isn't that shitting where I eat? As long as you're being relatively respectful, and when I say respectful, I should say normal. As long as you're just doing like the normal shit that we talk about, like it's not really that fucking awkward. It shouldn't be awkward. It's only awkward if you make it awkward. So I'll wrap up there. If you guys want any coaching, Daddy Does Coaching. That's me. I do coaching. Hit me up. I'll leave a link in the description below. I've also got the Winners Club, which is like a Facebook group. Daily access to me. We're now doing weekly group coaching as part of that. So jump in there. I'll leave a link in the description below. And what I want you guys to do is I'm going to give you guys a challenge. You guys listening, what I want you guys to, and maybe this is something that I need to do in more podcasts. I want you guys to this week, sometime this week in the next 7 days, start a conversation with one girl in the gym. Just one. That's all you have to do. Just walk up and say, hey, I thought you were pretty cute. You know, say your name. Are you single? That's it. If she says, yes, I'm single, be like, sweet, cool. And then talk for 2 minutes, 1 minute. It doesn't matter what you say. It literally doesn't matter. You can literally say, I'm nervous and I have no idea what to say. I've said that a million times to a million girls. And then she'll giggle and say, I'm nervous too. Or, okay. And then you can just be awkward together. And you can be like, well, this is fucking awkward. Can I get your number and we can have like the world's most awkward date together? And she'll be like, yeah, that's cute. Sure. Here you go. Here's my number. Like, it really doesn't matter what you say, guys. Like, do that. So one this week. I really want you guys to do that. No pussying around. No excuses. Don't make bullshit excuses. The one, concession that I'll give you, this is something that I did before, and I don't want to give you too much permission to do this because I think it could be reinforcing a bad habit. However, it can get you over the hump if you're really fucking nervous about doing it in the gym. Again, be very careful that you don't let this become a bad habit, but there were a couple of times where I would try for like 20 minutes, 30 minutes to talk to a girl. I was trying to work up the courage. I was in my own head. I couldn't do it. Giant pussy, whatever. I was nervous. I would wait until she started like heading to the locker room to get changed, right? And then I would quickly run to the men's locker room and go, okay, shit, I got to get all my stuff. And then I would like go outside and I would sit outside for like, you know, a couple of minutes, however long it took her to come out. And then as soon as she was outside, I was more comfortable doing it there rather than in the gym in front of other people. So I would just hit on her then. So I will give you guys permission to do that after you've tried to talk to her. And again, that's after I'd tried for like half an hour or 45 minutes of just being a pussy. Like, oh my God, I can't do this, like in my own head. And this was like my backup plan, so to speak. I was like, well, at least I'm still talking to her. Yes, I'm a giant pussy. I didn't do it in the gym, but I'm still going to go outside and talk to her. So I'll give you guys permission to do that. I'd rather you don't take me up on that. It's always better to, you know, as soon as you feel like I should talk to her, just like make yourself do it. But that's my challenge for you guys this week. One girl in the gym, just start a conversation, ask for her phone number. That's all you have to do. Show her that you're mildly attracted to her, or very attracted to her, whatever you want to do, but show some attraction, show that you're attracted, tell her you're attracted, and then ask for her phone number. Now go out there and crush your goals.